鬼。
On aurait dû en rester là. Non, fallait pas y aller là. On sent sur la chaussée. Non, fallait pas. J'ai rampé pour toi. Mais ça fait son temps. Oh, j'ai vu flou, j'ai voulu. Oui, j'avoue, j'étais dû. Plusieurs que j'ai déçu. Trop souvent, peu d'excuses. Mais là, j'étais prêt. Oh, mais là, j'étais prêt. On aurait dû en rester là. On sent sur la chaussée. N'en fallait pas. Si je suis différent de tes autres, pourquoi suis-je encore de trop, encore de trop? Éjecté de l'auto en marche, mon corps et mon cœur en morceaux.
N'en fallait pas. N'en fallait pas.
N'en fallait pas.
N'en fallait pas. N'en fallait pas. N'en fallait pas. N'en fallait pas.
On aurait dû.
Hello, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. So I think today for the All Things Miguel show, Annika, Maya, and I we're in different places right now. So I think we're each gonna talk for a little bit about what's been going on and just a quick update. I'm laughing because I feel like quickly things have changed for the worst. Well, it's January 2nd, 2022 right now, but you would be listening to this on January 3rd. So yes, you should be going to work. It is Monday. But recently, Quebec changed a little bit of laws, and it seems like we are re-experiencing January of 2021. There's a curfew, except now it's at 10 p.m. I'm thankful that it's at 10 p.m. and not 8 p.m., but I'm really not liking this curfew. Yeah, here we go again, because of Mr. Omicron, or Mrs., or I don't know what they are, Omicron. Anyways, yeah, I came home from visiting the United States before everybody else, so I'm alone in the house currently. It's a weird feeling. There's nobody outside anymore because, and like class in non-essential businesses are closed on Sundays. Anyways, I've been kind of reeling in the reality that this is the new normal again. And I decided that I was going to make, as a creative endeavor, I am attempting to make a 2022 video where I record something every day. And it's not one of those 1 second videos every day that are useless and you don't really get a good look at what a year, what a day is. It's just like, it's not a random second. It's more extended and it's something like meaningful that happened that day. So that way I'm more likely to remember, because I find that 2021 and 2020, the 2 years, have slipped through my fingertips. And I mean, like, okay, everybody's life consists of 24-hour days, okay? But I feel like you're living a little bit longer when you remember more of what's happened, because you feel like you've lived more life. And I've forgotten everything. There are some stories that people tell me of what happened on, say, March 3rd, 2021, and I'm like, sorry, what? That happened? Anyways, so this is my attempt to be a little bit more intentional and work on remembering my life a little bit more, because it's pretty easy to forget right now. And so I recorded January 1st, and I had a little monologue at one point. I set up the camera in front of my window when it was past 10 p.m., and I was just reflecting on the fact that these past 2 years have felt like, oh God, it's felt like 5 months. It's felt like the shortest part of my life. And then I started reeling. I fell into a deep, dark hole. And I was like, I've spent more of my time at McGill during this pandemic than without this pandemic. And the person I was in 2019 before the pandemic started was extremely different. And I'm having a hard time accepting the fact that most of the things about myself that I like or that are integral to my personality have developed post-pandemic, or there's no such thing as post-pandemic currently, during pandemic. Because pre-pandemic, I can't even imagine myself being anything more than a flesh body roaming around in this world. Anyways. So, yeah, it was a pretty sad start to the video of January 1st. Oh, God, cough. Yeah, I was taking my temperature at one point. I recorded that. Thought it would be a dramatic start to the video. Because I'm literally taking my temperature all the time. Didn't have to quarantine coming back into Canada, which I'm thankful for. Can you imagine a 2-week quarantine? I had to do a 2-week quarantine at the beginning of last year. In the dead of winter. Oh my God, that was so tragic. Ordering my groceries online. Feeling like you couldn't even go for a walk. It was insane. And then curfew was implemented during my quarantine, actually. So there was no point when I came back I didn't go on a walk. Couldn't leave my house after 8 p.m. for longer than the curfew was implemented. isn't that funny? Yeah, and school's online. Y'all have probably noticed. Which is probably the thing I'm the most upset about. Because, I mean, when am I really going to go for a walk at 10 p.m. in the dead of winter? No, absolutely not. That's probably one of the last things I'd ever want to do. And God knows I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. to go on a run. But the school being online is really hard for me to accept, because school being in person this past semester we talked about this as friends and everything, and it was like being on psychedelic drugs for about 4 months straight. I mean, hearing your professor speak to you and then real time and having people raise their hands without having to unmute themselves, I mean, it was extraordinary. And I felt like I learned more than I had in my entire university career. And I felt like I was finally able to intellectually apply the things I had learned throughout the pandemic that I didn't even know I had learned. like, I think we've all become, as students during this pandemic, we've become much smarter and much more intelligent. But I found that it's very hard to see that in yourself when you're just locked in your house all day. And so being able to get out of the house and go to school every day and apply parts of you that you didn't even know were being developed or that existed. And it just felt, it was really good for my self-esteem. It made me see a lot of value in myself, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. At least I hope so. I'm sure it was scary for some people too, to be around so many people at once. And McGill does have pretty inconsistent COVID regulations, which is very frustrating. Most notably, the Trottier Testing Center, where either a negative or a positive test is entirely meaningless because they're full of false negatives and false positives. Ah, that's so funny. Huh. Yeah. Sometimes I imagine myself in 2019, with my broken foot in fall of 2019, listening to one of these radio shows that we recorded in the past 2 months, and hearing myself talk about this pandemic. I mean, me at 19 would have been completely shocked. Obviously, it's a useless thing to say. Anyways, a lot of mice in the house currently. Set up some traps, but nobody tells you that setting mouse traps is extremely volatile. I mean, you are at the risk of snapping your finger off because it's an extremely sensitive apparatus. And so setting it up, it's made so that way a mouse can set it off with just a little nose wrinkle or sniffle. So once you're setting it up, essentially your finger is performing as a mouse, and you have to be really like delicate, or else you will literally snap your finger off. As soon as you've put the peanut butter on, and then you're putting the piece of metal where it's supposed to be, oh my goodness, it like snapped right in front of my eyes, and I had to yank my finger away, my index finger. Anyway, so just, I mean, move forward with caution. I think mice are taking over because it's far too cold to live outside anymore. So we had to put all of our food in plastic little containers, which is just hilarious. You know, I'm really appreciating being alone. It's the first time that I've been alone in this house. I usually live with four other roommates, one of which is Maya, the other co-host, and I found that I'm much more inclined to be creative and do things. I'm watching movies, which I never do, and I'm much more contemplative, and I think it's really hard to find a quality alone time when you live in a when you live with other people who are your best friends in the entire world, and being that within this pandemic has been such an honor and a privilege, and I'm so lucky. Don't believe in God, but it's been a blessing. But it's true that I have a really hard time putting aside time for myself, because if I decide to stay in my room while everybody else is in the living room or the kitchen cooking together or watching a movie or any of that stuff, I mean, I feel pressure, and I feel like I'm missing out. So immediately I'm like, okay, I have to go there. I have to be with them. And I'm happy when I'm with them. But then I don't realize, like, I become exhausted and I need to put time aside for myself. But when you're kind of forced to be alone and forced to be with your own thoughts, you think a lot more. Because everything else can kind of acts like a distraction. Obviously in moderation. I think I'm going to lose it soon. Thank God one of my roommates is coming home tomorrow, so I'll be a little bit more sane. But I thought I would be really, really, really sad being alone, but what I'm trying to say is that I think there's a lot of value in it, and I think that having this little time with others is a really, really good lesson, or no time with others is a really good lesson. And I'm definitely going to try to prioritize being alone this time, this year. Hope I don't have COVID. I got tested 5 times before coming back into Canada because there was a PCR test at the local hospital. And to come back into Canada, you have to have a test within 72 hours of your flight. And so I took tests every day for 3 days because I was hoping that one of them would come back in time. And it was the day of my flight and I hadn't gotten my result back. It had been 50 something hours. I was calling and they had guaranteed it to be between 24 and 48. And then I called and they were like, oh, because of Omicron and the surge, we can't get it back to you guaranteed before like 72 to 94 hours. I was like, okay, well, essentially that's the most useless test ever if you can't get it within the travel period. Anyways, so I had to pay a lot of money for a rapid PCR. My flight had been canceled and it was the next morning and I still hadn't gotten my test at like 5 p.m. the day before. So I got a rapid PCR and then all of my tests came in between midnight and 8 a.m. of the day I had my flight. And so essentially I wouldn't have had to pay that money. But how was I supposed to know? I'm trying to take the regret off, trying to not feel regretful about it, which is really hard considering the fact that I essentially wasted over $200 US. Ah, the pleasures of traveling. I was so stressed for those couple of days, and I texted my mom and I was like, do you remember when we could just get on a plane? And that the already stressful experience of traveling wasn't tainted by needing to get a test within 72 hours and like paying all these extra fees and all this stuff. I mean, those were the days. The day we don't have to travel with a test in hand, I mean, I don't think I could ever take it for granted. And it's funny because they always say, oh, don't take things for granted. You know, you need to realize what you have. Okay, when everything opened up, when most things opened up after lockdown, like fall of 2021, oh my goodness, were we elated. It was extraordinary, and I felt like at every minute of spending time inside with friends I hadn't seen in 2 years or a year and a half, we always said, God, isn't this so great? Aren't we so lucky that this is where we are in the pandemic and that we can actually see each other? I'm so thankful. I missed this. Actively expressing our gratitude at every corner and realizing how lucky you are, and then it's taken away again after you've practiced all those good habits of not taking things for granted. Makes it a little bit more painful, I have to admit. But next time we get it all, next time we're given everything back, oh goodness, I'm going to be at my knees just thanking whatever force in the world made this hell end. I'm surprised I've been able to talk for 16 minutes without anybody else contributing to the conversation. What can I say? I think it goes to show how much I'm like losing my mind right now. I hope the stream of consciousness is, I hope it's a freshwater stream, and I hope it has nice fish inside of it. Maybe some algae, but not algal blooms, not too much algae because that's bad for the fish. I hope it has the perfect amount of algae, some really nice colorful rocks. I hope my stream of consciousness is peaceful, not too loud, but quiet sounds of water. I need to get some curtains today, because my weird man neighbors keep on staring into my bedroom. Anyways, thanks so much for listening to me talk about the beginning of January 2022 with you. This has been All Things McGill. This is CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you so much for listening. Stay warm. Oh, let's do a little weather check for Monday, January 3rd. Let's do a weather check. The weather is supposed to be really cold tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be a high of negative 13 and a low of negative 18. No snow. Air quality is at a 3, so there's a low health risk. Thank God. Because if we had air quality to worry about too, I mean, it'd be over for us. Sunset is at 4:22. And that's another tragic part of all of this. Yesterday, I was waiting for the moment I could start eating dinner. Because it was pitch black. And then I looked at my phone and I was like, it has to be at least 6 o'clock. I have to be able to put my frozen pizza in the oven right now. And it was 5 p.m. And I'm telling you, minute by minute, it was the slowest progress I've ever experienced. I mean, it was 5:22 for what it felt like 2 hours after 5. Anyways. Yeah, so tomorrow it's going to be pretty cold. Gear up, Buttercup. Gear up. 29.88 HG. That's the pressure. And the UV index is 0. Yeah, good luck trying to tan out here. Good luck trying to tan. Chance of snow 10% tomorrow. Yeah, so I think you can be expecting pretty clear skies. So that's really exciting. Visibility 9 miles. It feels much foggier than 9 miles. But must be around 14 kilometers. Really not sure. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. This has been a wonderful pleasure. Looking forward to this new semester despite the unfortunate circumstances. I think I'll be able to implement some much healthier habits this time around. So here's to that. Hope everybody is doing well throughout it all. And I wish you a very happy new year. Let's make this one. You know, I really thought 2021 was going to be where things just picked up and we were absolutely losing our minds in the best way possible. But instead, I think we did fall deeper and deeper into the hell that 2020 presented to us. But 2022, I'm thinking this is going to be the one. And if not 2023, I guarantee it. Okay? At least we can place our bet. We can hedge our bets in 2023. That's going to be the year. Anyways, happy new year. Later.
Sometimes I feel like my heart turns to dust. I'll follow the rules. I'll swallow the trials. Sometimes I feel like my brain turns to leaves. I'll follow the rules. Uncover the thieves of the game. Sometimes I reel in a fish far too small. Back into the sea, hook, sinker and all. And beyond ruins from before the fall. Stop looking and see. And just heed the call of the pleas. Just like Hercules and Thieves. By just being a man. But I'm no Hercules, and this is her. tomorrow I will just be feeling the pain. The way.
we can't sing when I say I love you. Silence covers me. Oh, you better see. It's an awful sound.
Hi, this is All Things McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya, and I'm calling in or recording in from California, where I'm with my family, and it's the day before I am coming back to Montreal, and so I'm desperately packing as much as possible, but it's really difficult because I have so much stuff now, and all I really want to do is see my beautiful, wonderful roommates. But I also am just so sad to go back to lockdown and curfew. I think that last year when we were in lockdown was the first time I really felt sadness in a way that I had not before. And I'm not really sure what that meant or what that means for me now. And I really don't want to get back into that place where I was in that sadness. But it is difficult to know what I'm going back to, even though the most wonderful people are there and my wonderful house and snow and little coffee shops. That's what I really love, is just being with these people. But it's also scary because the environment is not necessarily what I want it to be anymore. But it just seems like we're gonna have this COVID for a little bit. I contracted COVID actually right as I got home. Thankfully my parents did not get infected by me, but it was really sucky. Omicron is different in the way that it has, you have a runny nose, you have a headache, chills, body aches, and so it's a lot more like a common cold sort of than the COVID with the chest pain and heavy or difficult breathing that we're more used to in terms of like listing symptoms. And so it was really interesting to kind of go through that. No, I was positive. I'm so, so lucky and grateful that none of my family got COVID, but it was definitely an interesting time to be sick. I haven't been that sick in a while. I lost my taste and smell, which sucked because I got the positive result a day before my birthday, and my mom made this 7-layer cake with chocolate buttercream and caramel on top, and it is probably the best thing I've ever tasted in my life, and I couldn't taste it. So it's okay though. I had a great time and the texture was good, so that means something. Anyways, for us, it is beautiful and sunny in California. However, it's been pretty chilly otherwise. It's like a nice fall day, but everything's green because it weirdly rained the whole time. Anything interesting to note? My sister has a new puppy. He's 11 months old. And he woke me up at 6 a.m. every morning. However, his cuteness made up for the fact that I was really angry at him every morning, and I don't think I'll feel that rage for a long time now that I don't have to sleep with him. I did a lot of hanging out with the family. I learned how to play a weird French form of blackjack that was entertaining. I drank a lot of wine. And hopefully I can say that on the air. Drink a lot of wine. That's all that's been going on, really. But I'm just excited to get back to Montreal. I think that it's good to start my life up again and have a goal and have things to do and have people to talk to and enjoy life with. Even though it is a very limited life, it's worth it. And I'm very excited. So, and also, even though I've expressed that I'm not very excited about lockdown, I encourage everyone to go get vaccinated and get their booster as soon as they possibly can. I think that Quebec is opening up to everyone in January. So go get your booster. Remember to wear your masks, social distance. Be careful, don't get COVID, or try not to get COVID. I hope everyone stays healthy and happy. That's our goal for 2022. Thank you.
Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream.
Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to a very special recording of All Things McGill. Tis I, Annika, You should be very excited today because this episode comes to you in three parts. We've got a Rose, an Annika, and a Maya. This is your chance to get a good look at what goes on in our individual brains, but we have no sounding boards to bounce our thoughts off of in each other. So what's going on in my life recently? This is so fun. I feel like I'm just chatting to a friend. I've been watching Ted Lasso because it is the McGill reading break. Nope, the winter break, excuse me. I've been loving it, man. This show, like, is so good. And it's random because it should be one of those shows, like, my parents like the show. It should be one of the shows that it's like the Big Bang Theory, where it's got, like, no critical, like, movement behind it. Like, there's no thought. It's not, like, an intelligently done show. It's just, like, you know, it's for a broad audience. It's, like, just for laughs. But it's so, like, it just makes you feel so good inside. And on top of that, like, the craft of the show is just so above par, like, or below par. Like, whatever the good one is. It's just very good. It's a very good show. So I would recommend to all of you guys to check out Ted Lasso if you haven't already, because it's very good. What else is going on? I'm at home with my parents in Vancouver. They got a puppy recently, so we've been doing lots of training. The dog will not stop peeing in the house. Just, it won't. It's like 4 months old now, and it's supposed to stop after like 2 weeks at home, and it just won't stop peeing in the house. So that's been a fun adjustment. What else? Omicron is taking the world by storm. It is. I saw a TikTok recently that said the feminine urge to put an N in the word Omicron and call it Omnicron. I don't know about you guys, but somehow that's the most relatable thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Every time I say it, I have to pause a little bit before I say the name of the variant because I want to say Omicron so bad. It just falls off the tongue. Omicron. It just sounds so much better than Omicron. Like, I feel like Omicron is very clunky and disjointed and, like, it gets stuck behind your tongue almost, like Omicron. Like, it doesn't have a nice lilt to it. Whereas Omicron, like, that, it, like, rhymes. Oh, I don't even know how to describe it. Omicron just sounds so much better. I know it's a Greek letter. I'm not stupid. I know. But it just sounds, I feel like they could have made, like, an aesthetic decision in this case, and they would have made everyone's lives easier because they just, you know, they would have saved us that extra second of having to think about whether or not it's Omicron or Omicron. See, I just did it again. Speaking of aesthetics, I've come to a very, very interesting realization recently, which is that I used to have a big crush on Timothée Chalamet. Like, I used to, you know, just want to pounce on Timothée Chalamet so bad. I thought he was the hottest, just the hottest. And I'm thinking now, I don't actually find myself attracted to him, like, in the slightest. I think I just have, like, an aesthetic appreciation of his, like, near flawless features. Like, he looks like he was chiseled out of marble, like, but he looks like a Greek statue. Like, he just has, like, a very, like perfect, like, ivory, like, just, you know, face. I don't know how to put it more plainly than that. He just looks great. But, I mean, I don't, like, I'm not like, oh, man, I want to kiss that guy. I'm just like, oh, that guy's got a great face. Like, just, and he looks so good in all the clothes he wears. Like, just, and just his aesthetic sensibilities I'm just drawn to in some way. So yeah, I feel like that's something that a lot of people might relate to, is mistaking, you know, romantic attraction for just aesthetic attraction. But, you know, that's okay. We're all figuring things out in this crazy world we live in. What else is new? I washed my bed sheets today. I would love to take a poll. Naturally, I can't take a poll because you can't respond to me because I'm talking into a recording device that will then be put on the radio at a later date. And how would you talk to me? I don't even think CKUT has a phone. Maybe they do. I actually have no idea. But I would love to do a poll of, like, what was I talking about? Maya, cut this bit out. Hang on. What in God's name was I talking about? Okay, I remembered. I would love to take a poll of how often people wash their bed sheets, because this is the thing. When I was in first and second year, I had a regimented schedule and I stuck to it. I had it in my planner. Actually, every 11 days, I would wash my bed sheets and my towels. And that was my schedule. Every 11 days, like clockwork. And sometimes, you know, if they were dirty or something, or if I sweat a lot, this is gross. I'm sorry. Anyway, but I would change it up if need be, but baseline was 11 days. And now it's just like whenever it crosses my mind that I might be sleeping in filth or, you know, toweling off with filth, that I just toss them in the washing machine. And I wonder, like, I have no concept of how often I go between washing my sheets and my towels. Like, I genuinely have no idea. Just when the urge overcomes me and I think, maybe it's been a while. But I don't know. What other people think? Have this discussion with your friends tonight, your roommates, your parents, whoever you live with. Go home. Ask them, you know, how often do you wash your bed sheets? And not that, you know what? No judgment here. You know, I feel like there's a lot, you know, if you can't wash your bed sheets, you can't wash your bed sheets. Okay. It's just how it is. But yeah, I don't know. It's lonely out here at your parents' house, especially with COVID being crazy. You can't really see any of your friends, or at least I haven't been seeing many of my friends, at least not as often as I'm used to during breaks and stuff, especially because this is my fourth year. We're all done pretty soon, and then we're all going to be scattered to the winds. Who knows when we're all going to see each other back in the same place, same time. So it's a little sad that I didn't get to see everyone. But, you know, so it goes. And, you know, curfew starting back. Oh, God. You know what? Every time I have to, I remember anew once more that there's going to be a curfew when I get back to Montreal, I just want to step on things and just break them. Namely, Legault's face. I'd love to step on it and break it. I'm not happy with the guy at the moment. And you know what? Not even on just behalf of myself, on behalf of all the unhoused people who are going to suffer because of this, on behalf of all the poor people who are going to suffer because of this. It's not nice. And there's no evidence that it works. So, you know what? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Says he need pause and pipe. Say. Guys, I have a really special treat for you now, and that is my sister. She just walked into my room while I'm recording this on my floor at 11:30 at night. She's 14 years old. I'm not going to give you her name because maybe you'll do creepy things with it. I don't know. But say hi to the fans.
Hey, fans.
How many people do you think listen to this radio show?
4, including you.
Probably that's correct. We've been told, and I think we say this a lot on the show, we say we've been told that we get more listeners. I've never actually been told that, so I don't know if anyone else has actually been told that, but I'm just kind of making up that I've been told that. I have no idea how many people listen to this show.
When did you get a show?
After second year, because
what's
the
it called?
All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh my God, everyone should be sure to tune in.
They should. Well, if they're hearing this, then they're already tuning in.
Well,
so
they should tell their friends to tune in.
That's so true. Anything else you want to say to however many people? This is going to be on the radio. Does that, like that doesn't even sink in for me very often, that, like, when I'm just chattering, it's going to be on the radio,
like,
and anyone can listen to it. I am Emma Chamberlain.
Should I tell them about my pickle dilemma?
Sure, go ahead.
Great, okay. So
you got to talk a little louder so I can pick you up.
This loud?
Yeah.
Great, okay. So my house has no pickles, which is really upsetting, because I really wanted a pickle because of a text my friend sent, and now I can't have a pickle.
That sure is a pickle.
You're so funny.
I know. And that's why they let me host an on-air show, because I have that quick humor that everyone's searching for, but no one can quite get. And for that, I'm sorry to all the people out there who just really want to, you know what must suck? Okay, this is going to sound really conceited, but like to just not be a funny person and like really want to be a funny person.
So it would suck to be you.
That's, Maya, cut that out if you're listening to this, please. Just don't.
Is this the Maya that's here at our house?
No, it's a different Maya.
How many Maya?
I actually know probably 4 or 5. This is actually a running joke. They were gonna do a Maya Olympics just with our, like, group of friends, because we know so many Mayas. Like, there's, like, 4 or 5 Mayas.
Do I know this Maya?
You do not know this Maya, no.
This is a strange Maya.
She, oh my God, this is a crazy connection. So Maya actually went to high school across the street at a different art school from the art school that Timothy Chalamet went to.
Timothy Chalamet.
I was just talking about how I recently had a discovery that I don't think that I'm attracted to Timothy Chalamet. I think he's just aesthetically pleasing.
We were just talking about Timothy Chalamet.
Who was?
Me and my friends.
Okay, well, why don't you go tell your little... You know what, also? This is another thing that I've recently realized. I don't remember if I told you this or not. Ever since Harry Styles has been dating Olivia Wilde, he's not hot.
No, I see that.
You know?
He's aging.
And Jason Sudeikis is so fine.
Who?
He's Olivia Wilde's ex-husband, or ex-boyfriend, ex-fiancé.
Well, Harry Styles is just, like, he can't not be hot, but he doesn't have the appeal.
He used to be, like, this rock star, like, bachelor, and, like, that was what was so appealing about him, and now that he kind of, like, has, like, a...
No! No.
No, it is. No, but it's taken away his bravado. It is.
He's just always attractive.
He looks like a frog.
Look what I made for my Photoshop project.
That's actually embarrassing.
It's Harry Styles' ex.
Okay, guys, I know you can't see this right now, but let me describe this. She's made a collage where it's a Harry Styles concert and he's on stage. And the background, instead of it being like an auditorium or a stadium, it's Van Gogh's Starry Night.
Look how it like blends.
I just am so glad that I didn't have access to this kind of technology when I was your age, because the kind of things I would have made would be so more embarrassing than this, and this is pretty dang embarrassing.
Do you want to see the other one?
Viewers, tune in. Follow me at Anika Hundal, AnikaHundal on Instagram, and let me know what you think. Is this cringe? I think it's cringe.
Here's my final project.
She's showing me her final project. Oh good lord. Okay, this is mega cringe. No, like, this is actually... Okay, viewers... Not viewers. What I'm looking at here is a picture of Elle Woods from the hit classic Legally Blonde. And she's shooting lasers out of her pink sunglasses at... What building is that? Empire State?
I don't know.
Chrysler Building? One of those two. She's blowing it up with laser beams from her eyes. Meanwhile, Sharpay Evans' car, is in the corner, floating in the air, beaming down cows as if it were a UFO. Onto Earth. So, dear listeners, if you ever think to yourselves, man, I was so embarrassing, like, when I was 14, like, that was so humiliating, the kind of the things I did and what I created and stuff, just know that my sister is here living in my house doing things like this and not eating pickles. All right, that's my time, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this snippet of my life and you never have to bear witness to it ever again. Say bye to the people.
Bye, people.
To have a nice time, don't need my life on the platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride. Don't need a nice watch to have a nice time. Don't need my life on the platter of gold. Nobody knows how my story unfolds. Trying to break in through the back door before they threw me in the struggle to the keyhole. In a room full of entertainers with bright callers, stars, ballers, just waiting on baby mamas. Let myself out through the window, hoping that you catch a glimpse of my hymn note. So this broken beat became the line that had been cast. All my thoughts that were asleep finally began to dance. Like we all got shoes to fill. See some of them hand me down. Some of them kicks ain't real. My feet just can't stand still. We all got shows to fill. See some of them hand me down. And you know that, cause I wore mine till the show's gone. Don't need a nice car to have a nice ride.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Strolling amidst green. News reverberated across the universe. We knew it was coming, but hoping not to be true. 751 souls hidden under the earth so they couldn't hear the cries of their parents nor their loved ones. They were unseen, unsung, unloved by God's men and women too. Coiled together in the name of education and to mold them to our way of life. A truly misguided attempt to convert people with a rich heritage and culture of their own. Never so shocking. It muted my rage. But the soul was not in peace until I went strolling amidst green. The nature bringing solace, as taught by the elders of these splendid people who inhabited this land long before we came. Listeners, this evening I shared this poem written by Dr. Jayanta Guha. You are listening to